Bullying, manipulation, and other forms of venomous behavior. Most of us have encountered them at work, at home, and out in public. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November the 22nd. We are going to talk about these venomous behaviors and what we can do about them. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions for our two guest experts. They are co-authors of the book, Stung by Bees, a storybook to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guests. Teresa Drinka is a licensed clinical social worker. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
And we are joined by her daughter, Jenny Sinis, who is a licensed clinical social worker as well. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Now, Teresa, you are in Waupaca and Jenny is in Madison.
That's correct.
And you collaborated on this book, Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. What do you mean by stung by bees? What are bees?
Well, bees are people who repeatedly execute manipulative behaviors that can lead to some kind of social dysfunction. And that those behaviors can run the gamut because what we look at are frequency and intensity, but they can run the gamut from very blatant behaviors, like one of the stories in the book is about somebody remembering an experience when she was 7 years old, coming back from a violin lesson and being beat up and having her face rubbed in the snow by two boys who, one of them was also a violinist, and he seemed to be jealous of her, and so he rubbed her face in the snow. And she didn't want to go back to her violin lessons because of that, but she didn't want to tell her parents about the incident. And she tried not to practice so her mother wouldn't make her take violin lessons anymore. But her mother stuck to it and made her take them. And time went on, and the girl got into high school, and it turned out she had to play duets with this boy who had rubbed her face in the snow. And they never discussed it. He never apologized. And she didn't really think much more about it until, like 40 years later, she heard from a friend that this man had been arrested for sexually molesting a little boy. And she wondered then if things would have been different if she had told her parents or if she had talked about it with somebody. But, I mean, there's no way to know the answer to that.
The bee behaviors, though, are It's much more than bullying, though bullying is bad enough. It goes beyond bullying, correct?
Well, that's a more of a blatant example of bullying. Bullying can be extremely, or the bee behaviors can be extremely subtle. There's another story in the book about a woman who was applying for a job as head of a major state agency, but it was an appointment. She would have to be appointed by the governor. So I don't know who the governor was because the stories are from all over the country. She had to go in for an interview with the governor. And one of the things we teach in this book is how to establish your boundaries so that people can't step on those boundaries, can't step over those boundaries. So she told the governor, she said, you know, I'm not a member of your party. I will not campaign for you. And she laid everything out for him. She made it very clear. And she figured she wouldn't get hired for the job, but he did hire her. And 2 years later, when he was up for reelection, he called her and asked her to campaign for him, to give money for his campaign. And she reminded him of the boundaries that she had set when they first met. And she said no, she wouldn't do it. And she thought he would fire her, and he didn't. So it was like this delicate dance. It was a very subtle kind of bullying And so the B behaviors, we don't always call them, I mean, don't necessarily call them bullying. The B actually stems from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Psychiatric Disorders, but it has three clusters of personality disorders, and this is the B cluster.
Yeah.
And these are the manipulative behaviors.
And maybe, Jenny, you can, what is this cluster B all about?
Cluster B has four different categories. There's narcissistic, borderline, histrionic, and antisocial, which is also previously known as sociopathic. So those four, you know, I think anyone working in the mental health field really finds these to be sort of the most troublesome in terms of the personality disorders. They can really wreak havoc on your life or your job or, you know. So those are the ones we decided to focus on in the book. And, you know, I think one thing we need to emphasize is that it's normal for everybody to have some of these behaviors some of the time. We all have bad days, and there are days that I don't act the way I should, you know, and that does not make you a B. That does not make you have a personality disorder. It's normal to have traits from each of these disorders. It's when you're sort of have traits from one disorder and only one disorder, and when you have patterns that you exhibit those traits consistently and sort of in a maladaptive way,
yeah,
that it's a problem.
Yeah.
How, I guess, how big of a problem is this? Is this, are there a lot of people who either have been diagnosed and or exhibit these B behaviors?
You know, I think they're pretty underdiagnosed in terms of personality disorders. I think people who have personality disorders are not out trying to seek help to fix themselves. They don't necessarily see themselves having a problem. It's the people around them that notice that maybe they should get some help.
And usually it's the people who get stung that are seeking help from counselors.
Yeah. And when you talk about getting stung, Teresa, besides getting your, you know, face rubbed in the snow as a little kid at school from a creep, what are other ways that people get stung by somebody who exhibits B behaviors?
Well, there are each chapter in the book deals with different circumstances in life. One is about strangers, one is about families, one is about friends, and one is about organizations, one is about groups. So say you're at work and someone is maybe jealous of you rising up in the organization, and they start saying things behind your back that aren't true. Or maybe they have a little element of truth in them, and so that draws other people in, thinking that you really are that way. And then this person forms a group around them. So, if you think about A Christmas Story, you know that movie, A Christmas mm-hmm. Story? It's very popular. And they in that movie, somebody says there are three types of people in the world: bullies, toadies, and hapless victims. So this isn't just about the bullies or the persecutors. It's also about the people who protect the bullies. So they oftentimes form a whole circle around them of people who support their bullying. And many of those people don't really realize what they're doing. Some of those people are bullies themselves, but oftentimes the people get drawn in by some of the subtle and the behaviors and the seductive behaviors of the bully.
Sometimes the B behavior is somebody with a B behavior can be charming and
absolutely charming.
Yeah.
And as you get up into the work environment, as you become adult, I think the successful bullies. Think about politics, you know, and how charming some politicians are. And, you know, You can tell by the ads. I mean, yeah. So there's a lot of bullying going on. And
so there are some people who have these B behaviors. There are other people who might share some of them, but they'll protect those who have the B behaviors.
Yes.
And then there are the victims.
And there are the victims. And, yeah. the victims have responsibility. I mean, you don't have to become a victim. You become a victim. And if you do become a victim, you don't have to stay a victim. So that's what the book is about.
Yeah, and that's, Jenny, that is what the book is about. So we can recognize some of these behaviors, and we can indeed cope with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the first step to coping with B behaviors is, for us, raising awareness that this is happening, and it's happening with a lot of people. And I think, you know, the way we sort of got into writing this book was, for years we've been sort of bouncing situations off each other because it's a common interest of ours. And the more we sort of talked about it, we started sharing with our friends and family. And then we heard all these other stories that really had similar themes to them. And so we started joking that someday we should write this all down and help raise awareness for people that, one, you're just sort of not alone. These situations happen all the time. And when you tell someone about the book, they'll be like, wow, do I have some stories for you? So raising awareness, I think listening to your gut. I think it's very common for people to sort of second guess themselves and think, oh boy, you know, maybe it was something I did and maybe I didn't approach that the right way and, you know, let me try it again. But if you keep sort of trying different tactics to kind of work with somebody or, you know, a friend of yours that's just, it doesn't feel good after you've been together, you know, you check your gut and kind of listen to that. Because I think oftentimes we make excuses for people of, you know, we want to believe in everybody and believe everyone's got good intentions, but maybe sometimes that's not always the case.
Well, I certainly, when I read the book, I certainly did say, oh boy, I recognize this person or that person. And I'm sure our listeners have also encountered some of these venomous behaviors. Have you ever been stung by a bee? Someone who has these bee behaviors that are associated with a cluster B personality disorder. We are talking about how to recognize them and how to deal with them. And we're welcoming your questions and your stories at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be cloudy and cool. A slight chance of patchy drizzle in the far southeast this afternoon. High temperatures from 35 in the north to 45 in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 7 o'clock, well, another B word. We're going to be talking about the budget, and we're going to talk about the failure of the super committee to reach a super deal yesterday and what that all means for all of us. That's coming up after 7. We'll have a political analyst, and we also have invites into some of our Congress members. We hope to hear from Congresswoman Gwen Moore and Congressman Sean Duffy as well, coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we are talking with the co-authors of the book Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors, bullying and manipulation, and other behaviors associated with the Cluster B personality disorder, the B behaviors. Our guests are two licensed clinical social workers. They happen to be a mother-daughter team. Teresa Drinka is the mom, and Jenny Sinis is the daughter. And they are with us to answer your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Teresa, the book is called a storybook. You have a lot of different, what appear to be case studies here. Tell us about all of these stories that are in the book.
Yes, the stories are, some are vignettes and some are longer stories. There are about 200 of them in the book. None of them are of our clients. They're all stories that we got from people all over the country. I do a lot of traveling in my consulting business, and I meet people all over. And we started asking people, when was the first time you were stung or stabbed in the back or bullied that you can remember? And people remembered back to when they were 3 years old. And some of these people were in their 90s, and they remembered stories from their childhood. That was the impact that this bullying had on them. And so we have disguised all the names, and we've disguised all the stories. So we really intend these stories to be archetypal stories. They're, so we're not trying to identify anybody, or we're not trying to harm anybody by these stories. There really are archetypal examples of these behaviors.
And they are stories from, Jenny, from workplaces or from families or friends. I mean, it's a wide variety.
Yes, where you can encounter this. And the stories range from the first time people remember, you know, their first memories. And then we have a chapter on strangers, being stung by a stranger. Another one on being stung by friends, being stung by family members or lovers, being stung by coworkers, being stung in a group, being stung in an organization or by an organization.
And probably everybody has been in this situation in one place or another, and we have a number of callers. So let's go to Jack in Dodgeville first. Hello, Jack.
Hi. Yeah, I've got the general stories are kind of resonating with me, and I'm wondering about two serious situations. One is, I have a coworker who I think is a bee, and it's really hard to deal with, and I'm wondering what ways to deal with them. And then I have a family member, actually a child, who displays these behaviors on a pretty consistent basis. Mm-hmm. Again, this is serious.
Can you give us just a, for example, at work, what is the bee behavior that you're witnessing?
Oh, constant criticism to the nitpickingest degree.
Yeah.
And just bullying. I mean, it feels like bullying.
Jenny, how about any general advice in a situation? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe it should be Teresa.
Yeah, and there's this circling going on, by the way, which makes it more difficult.
What do you mean by circling?
The gathering of people saying, "Do you see that he does, you know?" Mm-hmm.
Yes. A bully will, or a bee will frequently, they watch you. They're very observant. And they will take any flaw you have and zero in on that flaw, and then they will magnify it. So oftentimes the stories they tell others have an element of truth in them. And then that's when people start believing them. And that makes it extremely difficult. I think you have an obligation to, because you don't know if this person is a bee for sure, you have an obligation to initially be open with them and tell them the way that, describe their behavior, and then describe how it's affecting you and ask them to please stop. And if it continues, it's very helpful to have somebody in the room with you and confront them again so that they know that somebody else is watching them. It's not just you. Because if they can isolate you and turn other people against you, then they've got you.
Yeah.
So it's,
That's helpful. I mean, I did the first, but I haven't done the second.
And because we're running up on a news break here too, there's a child that what kind of very briefly, Jack, what sorts of bee behaviors do you see in this child?
He'll poke his brother just for no reason. I mean, he's constantly kind of poking as if to say, "Do you still love me if I behave badly?" I mean, it's just constant nudging, and he'll do it with me too. So it's.
And this is where these behaviors start. And so as a parent, I mean, you have to be a parent to this child. you are what stands between this child and becoming a bee. And if he does become a bee, it may not be your fault, but you have an obligation as a parent to deal with that behavior and deal with it consistently and let him know you love him, but you won't tolerate certain behaviors that he does.
Yeah, good luck to you, Jack. Thanks very much for the call. Victor in Milwaukee will try to get your story in before news. Hi, Victor.
Good morning to your guests. I'll be as brief as I can. My concern is the passive-aggressive behaviors. An individual, be it family, friend, coworker, will act nice to you one day, then turn around and stab you in the back the next day. And it's not a bad day situation. It's frequent, and I can sense the pattern. My solution is, you know, I ignore that person to give them an idea that I'm aware of their game. If they rev it up, then I'll just politely, civilly confront them. I just ask them, what is your problem? What do you have against me? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, they play on this part of you that's codependent. You know, you want to be getting along, you want to be tolerable, but I've distanced myself and cut friendships off from that because I have to let them know I'm not codependent.
Yeah. We're almost at news time, so maybe we should think on Victor's story and that passive-aggressive person and how to deal with them, and then we'll continue after we check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And we'll welcome your questions and your experiences with a cluster B personality disorder or the behaviors that are exhibited by someone who might have that. We are talking with the co-authors of Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking with two clinical social workers, a mother-daughter team, who are co-authors of a brand new book, Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. And we are welcoming your stories and your questions. If you recognize someone you know, be it a friend, a family member, a co-worker, maybe even a stranger, someone who manipulates, who is a bully in some way, who is hurtful, who causes pain and dysfunction. We are talking about how to recognize a bee and how we cope when we do. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Tuesday, November the 22nd. Our guests are Teresa Drinka, a licensed clinical social worker who is in Waupaca, and Jenny Sinis, who is a licensed clinical social worker in Madison. And again, they are the co-authors of Stung by Bees, a storybook guide to recognizing and surviving venomous behaviors. I'm going to get that title right one of these days. I've got it two different ways. It is a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. And Teresa and Jenny, we left Victor before the news, who talked about a passive-aggressive behavior that he's noticed in some friends and some coworkers. And he says it's not just once in a while. It was consistent and repetitive. Nice to you 1 minute and then stab you in the back. And he said that the way he would deal with this was to confront them and say, you know, what's your problem with me? What's wrong? What do you say to that, Teresa? Is that a good strategy?
I'd say Victor is a wise man. Mm-hmm. What he's describing are borderline behaviors. These are bees who are impulsive. They have an unstable sense of who they are. They have unstable emotions, and they rapidly switch between thinking you're wonderful and devaluing you. They tend to be rageful. They can also be self-destructive and sometimes very paranoid. But borderline bees can also be very seductive, and so they tend to draw you back in. So Victor's very wise when he says that he often just disassociates with these people, because that actually is a very probably the most correct thing you can do, other than what he does initially, which is stating, you know, knock it off, or describing the behavior and saying, I won't tolerate that. Bees have very little self-insight, and so people around them really have to set their boundaries for them. And that's what Victor's doing.
Yes, because there's no way Victor or any of us necessarily can change the behavior of a bee.
No, absolutely not. It takes a very, very skilled therapist. You actually have to change the pattern of the way that they think. And first of all, very few bees come in for therapy. But if they do and they really want to change, you need a very skilled therapist to be able to do that.
Yeah. How does a bee, you know, who turns on you on a dime, you know, who's charming and seductive and nice to you 1 minute and then is screaming at you, raging at you the next minute, how does that person draw you back in? I mean, you, why wouldn't you say enough is enough? Leave me alone. I'm, you know.
Well, as I said, yeah. They're often very charming, very seductive. And remember, many bees have very, you know, they're very talented. They can, you know, they might be beautiful. They might be very charming. They might have extreme talents. Like, you know, if you think of Michael Jackson, you know, some of his behaviors probably were consistent with a borderline bee. I'm not saying he was, but mm-hmm. some of those behaviors. Princess Diana, we mentioned her in the book. There are books about her that describe her her bee behaviors. She threw herself, supposedly threw herself down the stairs when she was pregnant. But she didn't have a good sense of who she was. So she literally reinvented herself in a way that she established all these charities. And sometimes bee behaviors are very acceptable. Like if you're an actress, you know, you would think that would be a great place for somebody with who's a bee, because though many of those behaviors are valued.
Yeah, and I suppose it's kind of hard to cut yourself off from someone who you might be married to, or is
a
relative, or is your boss. Yeah. It's easier said than done.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
sometimes the only recourse is to get out of the situation. And unfortunately, if it's a work situation, that can be very difficult to do, but sometimes that's your only recourse.
Well, Victor, thank you very much for the call and your coping strategy. Sounds like it's a good one. Sean in Brilliant is with us now. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you have a story to tell us?
Yes, I do. When I was in grade school and junior high, I had a friend who was always threatening me, and if I didn't do what she wanted to, she would beat me up. And we had a mutual friend, and later on in life, I saw her again, and I asked her, how come she never beat you up? And she said to me, I stayed on her good side. I always, pleased her with everything and was always there, and they said, some bullies have friends that are just like them, but she was just the opposite. She was not a bully, but she just stayed on her good side just to be with her.
She was a guard bee. That's what we are, a guard for the bee. Bees are amazing because some people don't know that somebody's a bee because the only behavior that they receive from the bee is good behavior. The bee values them for some reason, or they use them as a screen for their own bad behaviors. So she never experienced the bad behaviors of that bee. Only you experienced, the bee only directed them at you. And thanks for pointing that out, because that's a very, very, that's really central to the way that bees behave. And that's why so many people, you know, in politics, I mean, I think there are a lot of politicians who exhibit these behaviors, and they obviously amass a group of people that think they're wonderful. And then there's another group of people that feel hurt by them. And you see that wherever you find bees, you see that dichotomy in their behaviors. Some people, they're just wonderful toward those people.
Interesting. So you can stay on the good side of a bee.
And that's why people become guards for bees, because they want to stay on their good side. But there's, you know, there are consequences to that. If you think of that within an organization or within a team, that behavior can destroy a team very quickly. And, you know, right now we're in the middle of a healthcare dilemma. We're going to need to save all this money in healthcare. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is to form teams to get people to collaborate with one another. And if you have one bee in a team, they can destroy that ability within days.
Yeah. I can also imagine, though, that that Sean's friend, who said I stayed on her good side, also might have been walking on eggshells. I've heard that term before. Is that you have to be very, very careful about what you say or do around a bee for fear of setting bee off.
Yes.
She probably wasn't able to be completely true to herself and what she wanted. She probably had to do a lot to please, you know, that friend who had expectations of her to act a certain way. And it probably made Sean feel a little bit crazy of, why is this friend, it's working for her, and why am I the target of this, and what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Did you feel that way, Sean?
Yes, and I'm wondering, you know, she's still friends with her. to this day, so I'm wondering.
Yeah, and Sean, you are not.
I treat her politely when I see her, and I talk to her, but I stopped being her friend sometime around junior high when I just said, enough is enough, and I just walked away, and that was it.
Well, you are very wise. My guess is if you went and asked that friend if she was a little bit afraid of this person, my guess, if she was true to herself, she would say yes.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. She was afraid to get beat up, just like I did.
And she's probably still afraid of getting beat up in a, not a literal way, but a figurative way.
Yeah, I understand that.
Sean, thank you very much for the call. We are talking about bullying and manipulation and other sorts of behaviors that are associated with the cluster B personality disorder, B behaviors. And we're talking about what they are and how to avoid being hurt by someone who exhibits them. And we're welcoming your questions and your stories for the co-authors of the book Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. These behaviors can be in the workplace, around the Thanksgiving dinner table. they can be at school, just out in public. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guests are a mother-daughter team. They are a pair of licensed clinical social workers, Teresa Drinka and Jenny Sinis. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be cloudy with a slight chance of light afternoon rain or drizzle in the far southeast. Highs today ranging from the upper 30s in the north to the mid-40s in the south. Tonight, cloudy with areas of fog, with lows in the mid-20s, and tomorrow partly cloudy with highs mainly in the 40s. And then look at this for Thanksgiving Day and the day after, for that matter. Sunny and mild. Highs will be in the upper 40s in the north, getting into the 50s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, November the 22nd. The Congressional Super Committee failed to meet the deadline for budget cuts. There was no super deal. And we will talk about why, and we will talk about what this means coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now we are talking about getting stung by bees and what to do if we are being bullied by someone who exhibits these bee behaviors, behaviors that are associated with the cluster B personality disorder. And our guests are two clinical social workers who wrote the book Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors. And during the break, following up on Sean's call, Sean said a childhood friend of hers was like this and would actually beat her up if she wasn't, behaving the way the bee wanted her to behave. And Jenny, you were talking about how that's one of the reasons why you wrote the book, was to help children recognize this kind of behavior as well.
Yeah, what we had in mind was our own kids and grandkids, that we wanted to expose them to these concepts early on in their life so that they would have some tools to better be able to manage things like this when they came across them. It's never too early to start discussing these bee behaviors with children.
Yeah, and so I believe her name was Sean, was getting beat up by a girlfriend when she was a little girl, she probably could have and should have talked to mom and dad about that?
Yes, mom and dad or her teacher. There's a story in the book about an 8-year-old girl who was being harassed by another little girl at school. And her parents were very wise in that at dinner they would ask their children, you know, if anybody at school had bullied them or, you know, had said, done mean things to them. And this 8-year-old girl spoke up yes, there was this little girl that was causing her problems. And they urged her to write an email to her teacher. And so this little 8-year-old wrote a very eloquent email to her teacher explaining the situation. And the teacher responded and was able to deal with the situation at school. So teaching your children that there are ways to deal with this at a very early age is very helpful.
Sue in Middleton is with us now. Hello, Sue.
Hi. This is very timely because very recently I've been dealing with my daughter, a teenager, and her friend who have been actually sexually harassed by two other girls who in their school who were their friends in the past and weren't like this. And so the girls didn't know how to deal with this and were putting up with too much stuff until their own behavior in our home became, it was obvious something was wrong, and I confronted my daughter and this all came out. But my question is, they're dealing with it pretty well. It's difficult for them in their school, which is a smaller school, to avoid these girls, but they are doing that now. But in talking to the girls' parents, one of the girls, when my daughter said she wasn't going to be her friend anymore, sent her an email and said she was going to kill herself. So I called this girl's parents, who initially shared some things about all the issues they've had with this girl. And then when they talked to the girl, she denied it. And it was very interesting to me that the parents, who have this long history of issues with this child, difficulties with this child, now support the girl and claim that my daughter and her friends made up the whole thing, which my daughter and her friend didn't even want the other parents and I getting involved in.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a bit complicated, but so the parents are now, I guess, defending their bully daughter.
Well, and you can see when I said before how seductive some of this behavior is. You know, if somebody can draw you in by making you feel sorry for somebody, then they have you. So, you know, that's the behavior that you're dealing with. And the only thing you can change is the way your daughter reacts to this behavior. You cannot change this girl's behavior, and your daughter can choose not to be a friend of hers. It's very important for you. I mean, you can have empathy toward this other child, but you don't want your daughter to be placed in that situation as having to deal with her. So you've dealt with this very well. Just don't let yourself or your daughter be drawn back into the situation.
Yeah. Did you have something to add, Jenny?
No, I think that was appropriate, yeah.
Sue, thanks very much. Because we're running short on time, I want to try to get in as many others as I can. Liz in Madison is with us now. Hello, Liz.
Hi, yes. Hey, I am wondering if what your guest is talking about is a narcissist, in which case there's no cure for that type of personality. If she's referring specifically to girls or women, I was involved with a narcissist for a long time, and I can tell you, when you're done with the praise and adulation, they're done with you. They move on. So that's my question. I'll take my answer off the air.
Yes, a narcissist is another type of bee. They tend to be arrogant. They feel entitled. They're interpersonally exploitive of other people. They're aggressive when they're insulted, and they have no interest in emotional closeness, and they also have no compassion. So, yes, that a narcissist is another kind of a bee.
And we're certainly talking, it's more than girls or women. This is anybody and everybody.
Absolutely everybody, not just women, no.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the call. And there is no cure, is what she's saying.
Well, not that you're going to be able to execute. As I said, it has to be a very well-trained therapist who can deal with personality disorders. Many therapists don't really deal with personality disorders because there's very little funding for the lengthy treatment that somebody would need to overcome the disorder. And also these people, because they have very little self-insight, they don't come in for treatment. It's the people who get stung that come in for treatment.
Yeah, the cluster B personality disorders, the characteristics are outlined in the book. A narcissist personality disorder was one of them. Antisocial personality disorder was another. Borderline personality disorder, another. And histrionic personality disorder, another. And there's a wide range of different characteristics under each of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I make one point on the caller from Middleton with the kids? And I just want to raise the issue that with technology these days, with email, with Facebook, with how fast information travels, it's a whole new arena for kids having to manage this stuff, because instead of someone telling rumors behind your back on a playground, it gets posted on Facebook and it's hit, you know, hundreds of people in a second. And so I think kids these days have a lot more to manage in terms of these types of behaviors, because the way technology is, it's really challenging.
Yeah, I mean, some of the comments on a Facebook page that are nasty or manipulative or anything else, that's very well somebody exhibiting a B personality characteristic.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I wonder. I don't think we have time to take another story, and we have many there. So maybe it's just quick parting words, Teresa, for those who might think that they have a B causing problems in their life.
Well, you could share your story on our website at www.stungbybees.com. We have a place where you can share your story. We won't share your name or any name. We will alter the details, but we would conceivably react to the story and perhaps give you some pointers there.
Wonderful. And in that that website again?
www.stungbybs.com.
We will put a link to that on our Facebook page and our website as well.
And the book is also on Amazon, and now it's on ebook as of today.
Hot off the press. Well, yes. I want to thank both of you so very much for coming in and talking with our listeners about Stung by Bees, a storybook on how to recognize and survive venomous behaviors.
Thank you, Joy.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.